الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. Nice to see you. Our drill, quickly, brothers and sisters. Ready? Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. MashaAllah. Brothers and sisters, this is the sequence we will follow when we conjugate the verbs, and it will make it easy on us, inshallah. Now, let's start the verb darasa in the Mahdi. Darasa is bab nasara. So how will you put it in mudariya? Darasa yad rusu. That nasara gives us the clue. Okay? Darasa yad rusu. Okay? So we start with Mahdi. Darasa, darasa, darasu, darasat, darasata, darasna. Darasta, darastuma, darastum, darasti, darastuma, darastunna, darastu, darasna. MashaAllah. Huwa, hiya, ana, anta, anti, nahnu, antum, they, now I change it from home into I said they, darasu, they feminine, darasna, okay, hum, darasu, hunna, darasna, we, darasna, you feminine, darasti, I, mashallah. So we get an idea, this is the way you'll become very strong, inshallah. Now let us do mudariya. Yadrusu. Ready? Yadrusu. Yadrusani. Yadrusuna. Hiya. Tadrusu. Tadrusani. Hunna. Yadrusna. Hunna. Yadrusna. Anta. Tadrusu. Tadrusani. Tadrusuna. Anti. Tadrusina. Tadrusani. Antunna. Tadrusna. Ana adrusu. Nahnu nadrusu. One more time. Yadrusu, yadrusani, yadrusuna, hiya, tadrusu, tadrusani, hunna, yadrusna. Anta, tadrusu, tadrusani, tadrusuna, anti, tadrusina, tadrusani, antunna. Tadrusna, ana adrusu, nahnu nadrusu. Inshallah, you will get strong. Brothers and sisters, now we do another nice verb, sakana, because they are all coming in lesson number 10, I think. Sakana, he lived. Sakana means he lived, okay? So brothers and sisters, we start with sakana. Sakana, sakanu, sakanat, sakanata, sakanna. Sakanna, because there are two noon, sakanna. Sakanta, sakantuma, sakantum, sakanti, sakantuma, sakantunna, sakantu, sakanna. He lived, sakana. She lived. Sakana. They lived. Sakana. They feminine lived. Sakanna. I lived. We lived. You lived. You feminine lived. Sakanti. All of you masculine lived. Sakantum. All of you feminine lived. Sakantunna. Hua. Hiya. Hum. Hunna. Ana. Nahnu. Anta. Anti. Antumma. Antunna. Masha'Allah. Now we go to Mudariya. Sakana is also Bab Nasara. So what will you say? Sakana? Yes? Kunu. The Ishara or the sign of Bab Nasara tells us how the Ain Kalima is in the Mudariya, whether it has Dhamma or Fata or Kasra. Sakana Bab Nasara, Nasara Yansuru, Sakana Yaskunu. Ready? Okay. Yaskunu, Yaskunani, Yaskununa, Hiya, Taskunu, Taskunani, Hunna, Yaskunna, Hunna, Yaskunna, Anta, Taskunu, Taskunani, Taskununa, Anti, Taskunina, Anti, Taskunina, and then Taskunani, Antunna, Taskunna, Ana askunu, nahnu naskunu, mashallah. One more time, brother. Sakana yaskunu, yaskunu, yaskunani, yaskununa, hiya, taskunu, taskunani, hunna, yaskunna, anta, taskunu, taskunani, taskununa, anti, taskunina, taskunani, antunna, taskunna, ana, askunu, nahnu, naskunu. One more new verb, brothers and sisters. Qara'a. Now, qara'a is bab fataha. Fataha, yaftahu. Fataha, yaftahu. Okay? You will always remember, okay? Inshallah. Fatuhu dam min nasara yansuru. You will always say to me, Nasara yansuru, fatuhu kasarin daraba yadribu, fatahatani, fatahatani, fataha yaftahu. You'll always remember this, brother, inshallah. So qara'a is bab fataha. So qara'a means qara'a yakra'u, yakra'u, fataha yaftahu. Tahu, kara'a, yakra'u. Okay? Start with madi. Kara'a, kara'a, kara'u, kara'at, kara'ata, kara'ana, kara'ata, kara'atuma, kara'atum, kara'ati, kara'atuma, kara'atunna, kara'atu, kara'ana. Inshallah, you are comfortable now. All of you are comfortable with madi. Huh? Okay, brothers and sisters. Huwa, hiya, ana, anta, anti, hum, kara'u, hum, kara'u, hunna, kara'na, antum, nahnu, mashallah, antunna, kara'tunna, mashallah, mashallah. Now we go to Mudariya. Yakra'u, ready? Yakra'u, yakra'ani, yakra'una, hiya, takra'u, takra'ani, hunna, yakra'ana, hunna, yakra'ana, yakra'ana. Okay. Then anta, takra'u, takra'ani, takra'una, anti, takra'ina, anti, takra'ina, takra'ani. Then antunna takra'ana, ana akrahu, nahnu nakrahu. Now if I say to you, Sister Hafsa, maza takra'ina, what is the translation? Maza takra'ina, present tense. What are you reading? Maza takra'u ya akhi, What are you reading? I have to say to a sister, Maza takra'ina. Maza takra'ina. Okay? So what will you say in reply? Akra'u ad-darsa. Or akra'u al-Qur'an. Or akra'u sahifa, newspaper. Majalla. Now, are you with me? So kara'a yakra'u is a transitive verb. It should have mafulun bihi. So you'll always be watching for now transitive and intransitive verbs. And your mind will tell you, it's easy, brother. Inshallah. Now we come to our lesson, page number 52, brothers and sisters. And I stopped last time at dhu. Are you with me? Now, as you know, dhu will always come as a mudaf. Do you remember this, brothers and sisters? Zu will always come as a mudaf. Always, always will be mudaf. Now, what is the special thing that we know about mudaf? There are two special things that we know about mudaf. Can anybody tell me? MashaAllah. Excellent, Sister Sukhaina. Mudaf cannot have al. And mudaf cannot have tanween. So, brother and sister, zu will always be zu. It cannot have al and it cannot have tanween. Are you with me? No, mudaf ilayhi can be with al, or if it is not with al, then it will be with tanween. Mudaf ilayhi either will have tanween or it will have al. One of the two. But mudaf cannot. We know this rule, huh, brother and sister. So look at the sentences. Aina al-kitabu dhul ghilafil ahmari. So what is this zoo doing here? Because we do not analyze, brother and sisters, so we are not going in detail, but just in order to understand zoo, I am telling you that aina. Are you with me? Just for your information, we are not going in detail, brother. Aina is a zarf. Are you with me? What is aina? It's a zarf. Where? Where? Okay, it's a zarf. So this aina is your shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me? So where is your muftada now? Al kitabu. Okay, fine. Now if al kitabu is muftada, al kitabu. So now zu has come. Now what is zu here? No, naat. Huh, brother? Naat. Now naat always matches manhut. Are you with me? But it does not match. It does not have al. Mudaf cannot have al. So where is the al coming? In mudaf ilayhi. When the al comes in mudaf ilayhi, zu became definite. Are you with me? See, Arabic is mathematics. Like algebra. Zu cannot have al, but zu should be definite because it is a naat for a definite al-kitab. Are you with me? Al-kitab is manut. Sahih. If you say zu is naat, where is manut? Al-kitab. Remember, naat manut. Al-kitabu in English, we will say noun qualified. So, brother and sister, where is the adjective? Zu. But it does not match. But then, the mudaf ilayhi does the job of matching. If the mudaf ilayhi is definite, then the zu became definite, and now it is a proper naat for al-kitabu. Are you with me, brother and sisters? This is for understanding, inshallah. It's easy. No, zu is naat, wa huwa mudaf, al-ghilafi, mudaf ilayhi, and then al-ahmari is a naat for al-ghilaf. See, al-ghilafi, al-ahmari. Got the idea? Here, they are both matching each other. But zu, because it is mudaf, it cannot have al. Next one, brother. Liman zaka. Now, liman zaka, Zaka is Zalika. Zalika al-baytu dhul babil akhdari. Brother, again, for your ease, I tell you, liman is jar majrur, shibu jumla khabar. Where is our mubtada? Zalika. What is our mubtada? Zalik. And what is baytu? Badal, mashallah. So what is Zu doing here? Naq for what? Al-baytu. So again, Zu, al-baytu is definite. Zu, does the mudaf ilayhi is definite? Yes, so it matches. Zul babil akhdari. Babil akhdari, they are not manut. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? How will you translate the first sentence? Ayna al-kitabu zul gilafi? Where is the book with red cover? Exactly. And what will you say? That house with green door belongs to. Are you with me? To whom this house with green door belong to? Okay. Now we come to Man zalikal fata. Zun nazarati. Nazarati, brother? That's your spectacles. Glasses. Okay? So, man zalika. Man is again, in this case, your khabar. And zalika is your mubtada. But you know, we will be doing all this thing in book 3, inshallah. Fine. In detail analysis. Okay? Okay, brother? If mubtada is zalika, what is al-fatah? Badal. And then Zu came as a not for Fata. Wahua mudaf and nazarati mudafilay. Man zalik al Fata? Zun nazarati. How will you translate? Who is that young fellow with glasses? Who is that young fellow with glasses? Fine. Now you should come to the fourth one, and you must understand very clearly, brothers and sisters. See, I didn't do this last time because I wanted to explain you properly so that you have a good idea, inshallah. Zalika rajulu zul lihyati tawilati tabibun mashhurun min Pakistan. Okay, this is a sentence, no question mark, we will analyze. Zalika, mubtada. Ar-rajulu, badal. Zu, not for rajulu. See, and lihyati, see, al-lihati, zul-lihati. So it is definite because the rajulu is definite. Do you see them? Can you match them? And then tawilati is not for lihati. Brother, put a line there. Sisters, put a line there. Why? That is a mubtada part. Where is the khabar? Tabibun is khabar. Mashuhurun. Mashuhurun is your naat. And min Pakistan, jar majrur. Fine. Brother and sisters, you will always keep that in mind. Mubtada. And khabar, if you can, put a line for your deeper understanding, inshallah. Now, number one. Number one. How are we going to do this? Man zalikal waladu. Now, here, all are masculine. So, what will come? Zu. All of them are masculine. Man zalikal waladul zul kamisil ahmari. Zu. How will you translate, brother? Who is that boy with the red shirt? Fine, brother. Fine. Zalik al-fata zu sha'ri tawili talibun min Iran. How will you now translate, brother? Yeah, with long hair. Is a student from Iran. So where is our khabar? Taliban. So, Taliban is khabar. Zalika mubtada, al-fata, badal, and zu naat. And sha'ri, mudaf ilayhi, zu naat, wa huwa mudaf, and then mudaf ilayhi, and then tawil, is a naat fa sha'r. Then put a line. If you put a line there, then you separated it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And then, talibun is your khabar. Min Iran, char majru. Liman hazat daftaru. Liman hazat daftaru. Remember, it is daftaru. And what will you say? Zul gilafin jamili. Okay? You got the idea, inshallah. Now we come to here. Zalika rajulu, number 4. Zalika rajulu, zunnazarati, zunnazarati. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Zunnazarati. Put a line there. So what is zalika? Mubtada. And what is a rajulu? Badal. And zu will be naat. Wahuwa mudaf and nazarati mudafili. And then we put a line. Because that is the end of mubtada. Okay. Mudiruna. What is mudiruna? Two words. Mudaf, mudafili. Khabar, wahuwa mudaf and mudafili. Mudiru is your khabar, wahuwa mudaf and then na mudafili. Very good. من ذلك الرجل ذو اللحية الكثيرة. How will you translate that? Who is that man with short beard? Okay. And what is the answer? هو مؤذن مسجدين. So, هو is our مبتدا. Where is our خبر? Muazzinu. How many words are there total? Muazzinu, masjidi, and na. Muazzinu, khabar, wa huwa mudaf, and then masjidi, mudaf ilayhi, wa huwa mudaf, and finally, na, mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. So, that is done, brothers and sisters. Now we come to the monas form of zu. And what is the monas form? Zatu. Zatu. Again, we are still dealing with zu is a marfu form. Are you with me? Then there is a mansub form. And then there is a majroor form. But that they will come later on, inshallah. When they come, inshallah, you will understand it without any difficulty. So, zu is masculine. What is feminine? Zatu. Okay. Aynal majallatu zatu suvari mulawwanati. Okay. But the suvari, write down, singular is suratun. What will you write down? Suratun. Write down suratun. Mulawwanati. This is a colored. In book 3, if this word came in book 3, mulawwanat, we'll start analyzing it. And we'll go to its root to figure out how this word came into existence. Not now. We won't do it now. You are going to learn all this in book 3, inshallah. So, aina majallatu zatu suwaril mulawwanati. How will you translate, brother and sister? There is a magazine with colored pictures, plural pictures. Where is the magazine with color? Colored pictures. MashaAllah. Hadhihi darrajatu zatul ajalil salasi. Okay, brother and sister, put a line after that. Libni. Now, this is a very nice sentence to analyze. The more complex the sentence becomes, the more enjoyable it is to analyze it. It's fun. Okay? Brother and sister, hadhihi mubtada ad-darrajatu badal zatu nat wa huwa mudaf and ajali mudafilihi as-salasi nat. How will you translate this up to here? This bicycle with ajali is wheels. That is the end of your mubtada part. What is the khabar part? How many words are there? Libni. Libni. Three. Li harf jar. Ibni. Isam majroor. Wa huwa mudaf. And ya mutakallam. Yeah. Brother, if you said two, then you missed the boat. Are you with me? Our mind should be sharp. Inshallah. Three. Okay, brother, then what is this as-sagheer? Not for what? Ibni, mashallah. So should it be Sagiru or Sagira or Sagiri? Sagiri, mashallah, mashallah. Brother Abdul Samad, that is excellent. Because it is a naat for Libni, which is Azrul Majrur, mashallah. And naat follows Manut. Very good, excellent. Tilkal imaratu zatun nawafi zil khabirati. Put a line there, brother. After kabirati, put a line there. So, what is tilka? And al-imaratu, badal. Zatu, nat. Wahua, mudaf. And nawafizi, mudafilehi. Al-kabirati, nat. Brother, nawafiz, nawafizu is a plural. And what is this kabirati doing here? Kullu jama munas. It is a naat comes in singular. Feminine. Because kullu jama munas. Masrifun. Bank. Masrifun means bank. Bank. Brother. Tilkal masajidu. Tilkal masajidu. Zatu manairi. Aliyati. Put a line there, brother. Can you feel that there is a mubtada here? How will you translate? Those. It is those because it's plural. Those masajid with high minaret. That is it. Tilka mubtada. Al-Masajidu Badal Zatu Mudaf. It is a Naat Wahua Mudaf and Manair Mudafilehi and Aliyati Naat. And then what is Jamilatun? Khabar, mashallah. And what is Jiddan? Mafulun Mutlak. We will learn later on, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, you understood, brothers and sisters? Mashallah. That is excellent, brother. Now we come to read the examples and then make your sentences according to that example, you know, using the words between the brackets. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, if you remember, we did in lesson number one, whenever there's a and am comes, there are two things we are asking about. Are you with me? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. There is a and there is a am. So we have two things that we are asking. One has to come here and one has to come after am. Okay? Darabta, if I say to you. Darabta means you hit. Did you hit Muhammad or did you hit Hamid? So we are two people we are asking about. So darabta is a verb. Can we ask the question, what and whom? Darabta, what, whom? Okay, with whom it matches. Whom did you hit? So that will be our mafulun bihi. If we know one person, or if we are asking for one person, then I would say, adarabta Muhammadan. Adarabta Muhammadan. Did you hit Muhammad? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. But if there is a Hamid also, I don't know whom you hit. So what will I say now? Two people, Muhammadan and Hamidan. So what? How will it start with? Muhammadan darabta am Hamidan. Any other way will be wrong. Are you with me, brother? Muhammadan darabta am Hamidan. Ask question to Daraba. Ask our favorite question. What do we ask the verb in order to find out whether it is transitive or intransitive? What and whom? Is what or whom? By asking the question, do we get a proper answer? Yes. So it means it is transitive. And if it is transitive, then we have mafulun bihi. Okay? In Arabic, transitive means mutaaddi. But we will get used to it, inshallah, slowly, slowly. And intransitive is lazim. So Sister Mainaz, is darab transitive or intransitive? So then we should have a mafulun bihi. And mafulun bihi will always be mansur. Are you with me? So this is one example. See, because it is a jumla failure, now we are getting mafulun bi. Min al-yabani anta am min al-sini. Are you with me? What did I say? Min al-yabani anta am min al-sini. What is the translation? In English we will say, are you from Japan or Japan or? But in Arabic we have to separate them. Okay? Am min al-yabani anta or anti. Am minasini. Got the idea? Now we have a jumla failure. Now if jumla failure has mafulun bihi, then they will, two of them will be separate. Am Muhammadan darabta am Hamidan. Got the idea? This is what we have to do here. And I would like you to do it properly and write them at home. Huh, brothers and sisters? Now, ra'aita. What is the meaning of ra'aita? You saw. Huh? Ra'ai, fi'l. Where is the file? Ta, mashallah. No, brother, did you see Muhammad or Hamid? How will you separate it? Muhammadan ra'aita am Hamidan. This will be your purest Arabic way of saying, most eloquent way of saying, inshallah. Now you took two books. So again, brother and sister, underline Muhammad and underline Hamid so that you know these two were separated. You understand? This requires, in this case, it requires thinking. You know, you have to think. Okay, these are the two things we were asked and they have been separated. Now there are two things we are asking you. Which book did you pick up? Akhaza is to take. Akhasta or akhasti. Doesn't matter. You took. Either it is ta for masculine or it is ti for feminine. Akhaz is your verb. And ti or ta will be your file. Which book did you take? Did you take a kitab al-fiqh or kitab al-sirati? Book of Fiqh or Book of Seerah? Which one did you take? How will you ask now? Akitab al-Fiqhi akhasti am kitab al-Seerati? Are you with me? Kitab al-Seerati. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Separated them, we underlined them, brothers and sisters. So that we understand when you are revising, you will try to understand it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now comes our test. We have the verbs and nouns in the bracket. So what is it? The first one? Darab. Now you can make it darabti or darabta. It won't make any difference. So if it is darabta or darabti, what will happen to Abbas? Abbasan. And what will happen to Mahmud? Mahmudan. So we have to separate. How will you separate? Abbasan darabta am Mahmudan. Got the idea? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Excellent. Now, sharibta or ti, doesn't matter. Okay? But asiral burtuqali or asiral hinabi. Asir al-Burtuqal, what is the meaning of that? Orange juice. And Asir al-Inab, grape juice. Fine. So how will you separate them? And how will you form a sentence? Asir al-Burtuqali sharibta arti am Asir al-Inab. MashaAllah. You got the idea. Very good, brother. No. Ra'aytum, you saw, antum. What did you see? Did you see Sayara of Mudira or Sayara of Mudarris? How will you say now? Sayara tal Mudiri ra'aytum am Sayara tal Mudarris. You see, separate them. Got the idea? It's easy. But writing will make you strong. And if you notice, Darabta is transitive, Sharibta is transitive, Ra'aytum is transitive. Brother? Karatunna. Now this is definitely a question asked to sisters. Antunna. Karatunna. Okay. What did you read, sisters? Hadhil majallata am tilka. So how will you form a sentence? Hadhil majallata karatunna am tilka. Got the idea, Brother Hassan? It's easy, brother. Requires little thinking, separating them together. One after Hamzatul Istifham, the other after Am, inshallah. Okay, Akhasta or Ti, doesn't matter. Miftah al Baiti, Miftah al Sayati. See, all of them are coming as Mafulun Bihi. All these verbs are you with me? They are transitive. Very good, brother. So what will you say? A miftahal baiti akhasta arti am miftah sayarati. Did you take the house key or did you take the car key? Are you with me? But in Arabic, we will separate them. A miftahal baiti akhasta am miftah sayarati. Inshallah. So this is not difficult, but requires little thinking, you know. Any other way will be incorrect. Okay, fine. Ta'allam, learn. Ta'allam. Ta'allam al-kalimatil atiyata. Okay, learn this, brother. Now this is, you know, we say in English, one third, one fourth, fifth, eighth, tenth, tenth part. In Arabic, how do you say? Nisfun. Half. Thuluthun. One third. Rub'un. Humsun. Suduthun. Put a dhamma there if it is missing there. Suduthun. Sub'un. Thumnun. Tus'un. Ushrun. Now, brother and sister, this is on a pattern of Fu'ulun, but Fu'ulun only appears in Sulusun and Sudusun. The Dhamma only appears in the Ain Kalima in this. In the rest, the pattern is this, but instead of Dhamma, Sukun is put for the ease of pronunciation. Are you with me, brother? Instead of saying, brother and sister, instead of saying Nisufun, we say Nisfun. Huh? Instead of saying Rubu'un, we say Rubu'un. Huh? But the pattern is Fu'ulun. Now this, inshallah, you will keep it in mind. Huh? I'm sure when you will read it, it will click to you. Okay? Thuluthun, thuluthun, one third. Huh? Suduthun, one sixth. Ushrun, one tenth. Huh? Fine. Brother, that's it. Now, Kavin Jumalan Mustamilan Kalimatilatiyata. We have to form simple sentences. Can I leave this homework to you to do it at home? Huh? Make a simple sentence. Brothers and sisters, life is already very complicated. Don't make it too complicated by making complicated sentences. Huh? Make simple sentence. I'll give you an example. Dakhala Muhammadun Masjida. Or Dakhala Talibul Fasla. Dakhala al Mudarrisu Fasla. Dakhala al Mudiru al Fasla. Mafulun bihi. Okay? And then Bahatha, I told you, an will come. Bahastu an Qalami. I have Bahastu an Kalami. I searched, past tense, searched for my pen. So bahathu an, or you can bahasa Muhammadun an kalamihi al-usbu al-madi, last week. Lahabna ilal Montreal al-usbu al-madi. What is the translation? We went to, or you can say zahabtu, mashallah. Al-barihata. Means yesterday. Ja'a abi min Makkata al-barihata. My father came from Makkah last evening. Are you with me? Make it simple, inshallah. Ziyaratun. Zahabna li ziyarati sadikina. We went to visit our friend, and you can put al-barihata. So here, it, you know, both things will come, inshallah. Zul Muhammadun Talibun Zuhulukin. Muhammad is a well-mannered student. And if you want to say Zatu, then you will say Aminatu Talibatun Zatu Hulukin. Amina is a well-mannered student. Are you with me? Inshallah.